I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 1st. William Delahunt, former Democratic congressman and Norfolk County district attorney, died on Saturday at his home in Quincy following a long-term illness. He was 82. A family spokesman says Delahunt was surrounded by his family when he died at his home at Marina Bay. He is survived by his fiancée, Julie Pagano, his daughters, Kirsten of Dorchester and Kara Delahunt Bobrov from Milton, two grandchildren. The Delahunt family shared a statement calling him a cherished father, fiancé, grandfather, and former husband, adding that he passed away peacefully. They did not disclose his cause of death. Delahunt was born in Quincy on July 18, 1941. His parents, Ruth and William, were a homemaker and sales manager, respectively. He graduated from Thayer Academy in Braintree, Middlebury College in Vermont, and Boston College School of Law. Delahunt was first elected as a Ward 5 counselor in Quincy, then served as a state representative from 1973 to 75. Until then, Governor Michael Dukakis appointed him to fill an unexpired term as Norfolk County District Attorney, holding that role until 1996. He went on to represent Massachusetts' 10th Congressional District from 1997 to 2011. After finishing his last congressional term, Delahunt formed the Delahunt Group, a consulting and lobbying firm. It was in the late 70s he created what was considered the nation's first prosecutorial domestic violence unit. The Norfolk County Superior Court building in Dedham was renamed in his honor in October of 2022. Now, visiting hours for Delahunt will be held this Friday from 2 to 7 p.m. at the United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents in Quincy Center. A funeral will follow at 11 a.m. Saturday at St. Gregory's Parish in Dorchester. A Weymouth woman says that she had a package stolen from right off her front porch by a person pretending to be a delivery driver. Surveillance video shows the porch pirate dressed up to look like a DoorDash delivery person. Rachel Gilmore says the stolen package contained birthday gifts for her daughter. Gilmore said in her 7 years living on the busy street in Weymouth, she's never had any issues with packages being stolen. The video appears to show the thief walk up with a DoorDash delivery bag, look around, then snatch a package from the front porch. Happened on West Street in Weymouth. Gilmore says she can't believe the suspect would be so brazen. She says her neighbor also had a package stolen last week. Says she is no longer having any packages delivered to her house. Several policies that were put in place in Massachusetts during the pandemic, including the sale of alcoholic drinks with takeout food, are set to expire soon, as the legislature continues to hash out the details of the supplemental budget. Policies such as a flexible graduate student nursing program, expanded outdoor dining, and to-go cocktails will be no more. The Massachusetts House passed a supplemental budget that includes making to-go drinks permanent, but the Senate version does not contain that. Massachusetts Restaurant Association supports permanent to-go cocktails because it's popular among consumers and is already legal in other states. Governor Healey also supports the policy. Owners of liquor stores, however, are opposed to making the sale of to-go cocktails permanent. Members of the House and Senate are still negotiating behind closed doors. Even if state lawmakers reach an agreement, the legislation still would require the governor's signature. A decade after two firefighters died when they became trapped in a brownstone in the Back Bay by a fire caused by sparks from welders working next door, the Senate has passed a bill aimed at toughening oversight of so-called hot work. The fire in March of 2014 took the lives of Lieutenant Edward Walsh and firefighter Michael Kennedy. They were trapped in the building's basement and died from smoke inhalation and burns. The bill requires the Department of Fire Services to develop a publicly accessible database to document notices of code violations and fines from violations of the state fire code, including the failure of an individual to maintain hot work training certification, performing hot work without hot work training certification, and failing to comply with hot work permits. Investigators determined that wind-whipped fire was started by welding sparks from work being done by two employees of an ironworks firm without the proper permit next door. Investigators determined the actions were irresponsible and careless, but not criminal. Kennedy was a former Marine and volunteer for burn victims for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America. And Walsh was married with three children. In 2015, the state fire marshal, along with the Boston Firefighters Union and State Firefighters Association, called for passage of legislation to establish a commission to study strengthening state regulations for welding and similar work, including stronger penalties for violations and for training certification. A check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow up 114, the NASDAQ rising 91, the S&P adding 18. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $83 a barrel. In sports, Celtics are in Charlotte against the Hornets tonight at 7 o'clock. Bruins will be in Nashville tomorrow night at 8. National Weather Service forecast today, mix of sun and clouds, high 58 degrees, cloudy tonight, low of 33. Scattered showers tomorrow with a high of 48, and a wintry mix on Wednesday with a high 38. Wintry mix continues Thursday, high 40. Well, the boater waves about a foot, southeast wind 5 to 10 knots, next high tide 5:31 p.m. Sunrise 6:25, sets at 7:10. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 1st.